Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reach.
Bringing doggers where I go, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We're twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we're spinning shit. Bringing doggers where I go, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We're twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we're spinning shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction. My shit's raw, no rejection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see his girls, I'm throwing pistols. Horror, horror's losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rain, storm, flashing up and chopping long term. I'm fine with you and nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked reasons, no conviction, how the fuck we be living here at top of the man with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, counting up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know this by the shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we fake in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talk to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking off your dick. We're twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we're spinning shit. Bringing doggers where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking off your dick. We're twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we're spinning shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Sometimes you like it, I bite it, write it, then write about it. And when I'm done, I pull it.
Like some garage funk, because it wasn't like smooth and sweet like some Parliament Funkadelic, but for some white boys playing funk, it's pretty nice. No, I'm just kidding, because obviously our new drummer Jeremiah, aka Trauma, he's not white, and but he knows a lot about playing real funk drums. And Mark, that white boy, obviously been studying some Bootsy, so he was throwing it down if you heard some of those bass riffs. And Jackson, well, he looks white, but I hear he's got some Mexican in him, you know, the so-called Mexican, which is really another name for, 100 different tribes of Indians, indigenous people of this continent. Could be Mayan, could be Aztec, could be Toltec. Did I say that right? Anyway, don't get me started, but that was some shit right there.
Whoop your good motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggalo Ride Radio. I am your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Gilly G. He'll be joining us much later on. Well, we end at 12:30 tonight. Not sure if I did the introductions or not. I'm trying to space it out tonight. But I guess in the meantime, I'm going to be just play two tracks back to back. Let's play some more. Y'all, here we go. The Dirt Ball. But ICP and Twisted.
Galecto Inspector, do you read me?
Yes, Captain.
Status?
Completed.
Your mission was to land on the Dirt Ball and explore it thoroughly. You were to monitor the activities of a common life on the Dirt Ball and study people's lifestyles, their general habits of living in their strange society.
Yes.
Have you done that, Galecto Inspector?
Yes, I have, Captain.
Very well. May we have your report?
A strange place this Dirt Ball is. A lot of guns, a lot of people spitting our bunks, a lot of hoodlums. Click at the bones that are really pissed off.
Why?
Probably because they've been ripped off by the system.
Oh.
They ride around in little cars and don't fuck behind bars like little cars. They're supposed to be there just to serve and protect, but they just punch faces a lot and choke necks. Then they got the higher ups they call judges.
Why?
And they rule the land. In the road, on top of all that,
what?
He's mad old. And he hates anybody that does different than he did back when he was a kid. But that shit was like 400 years ago. Captain.
Yes, Galecto.
I just don't know. And the kid that was going to jail.
Yeah.
He looked me dead in the face and said,
hell.
Then my cloaking device must have went dead.
Why?
Cause the old ass judge looked at me and said,
Professor Data, my transmission signal is weak and my communication is shattered. We came in contact with several different specimens alive.
Everything has got a price, even if it's wrong or right. Upon sight, people judge and stereotype. Their forms of government and religion are glorified.
Purified as the waters that are now polluted. Members of the flock recruited for duty, locked up or instituted.
This is Dr. Data, our face with the planet to see how they medicate her. She's high off that thing. How you swing, you can get most anything from a nickel bag of wings to a loosely worth a cane.
Maintain communication, gotta hear again. Their leader is determined by the vote of many men. Although he's only human and slightly overweight, he controls and manipulates their whole United States.
I called to the White Cap, Secret Service on the phone giving me a half. He said the information I requested was denied. Before he hung up the phone, he took a deep breath, stopped and replied.
I witnessed him in concert, J.
misery where the killers popping off. And when I say popping off, I mean they look with the tongue of the gun. We can do it if anybody wanted, whether rapping niggas are clapping up another, tell everyone. Misery loves company, so we jump at the enemy when it be energy, sending me the rouse. I'm negativity tripping with me, you run up for your life, cause you ran your mouth.
We can bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane. Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane.
Been a witness of murderous monologue of a menace coming from out of a sinister, formidable place. I can let you know the ins and the outs, and I can spit it wicked, twisted, and you can see by the look on my face. Give me the mic and I'ma mangle it, tangle it. Definitely the people see that I got the hang of it. Pity you gotta try to make a mockery of a city who rock 'em and block 'em, pockets you, baby, we dangerous. Came to get strange with it, bang with it, stop and get a little untamed with it. Get the chopper like a filly, a bully with a hoodie, shit to get up and take him out of spit, came with it. Well, the answer is right before your eyes. Who do you despise? Killers, we chop you, we got to stop you, pop you, pop, and you guffin. Get about us away, we're second, need to be bustin'. Gotta give it up, I'm a veteran like Edison. I'ma light him up and get in your head again. I'm better than ever, never let a feather in, deadly be fetishin'. Never hit the mic and then we peddling medicine. I'm a chopper, chopper, chopper. Automatic kicking the ammunition, killing the competition. No, it ain't nobody. Hotter, hotter, hotter. Damaging everything and everybody, you know we on a mission. Listen to me, how can I make you understand I'm a general? Even if you pop in, the competition is minimal. Can't see the killers and you can bet that we criminal. The demon inside of me keep on telling me when to go. So I'ma keep rapping the myth with choppers, freaking flows. And I'm about to be up on top of this and truly be busted. Begging for mercy, you fuck, I ain't giving you nothing.
Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane. Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane.
The mirror, so we take the fight. Talking about women, I'm talking about paper. These open dilemma is to the center, it get coded and winning the competition. We for sure to kill them. Must be like a bully, you're ready made. Too many tough weather with the Beretta tough fight. Under my sweater, and we hotter than lava. The weather, my killers be keeping it popping. Why do you type? But my killers are better. We keep it chopping like a blender, eating boys up a dinner. Guillotine, we chopping hands off and throw them out the window. We too critical, we yelling, you're walking away. Looking so pitiful, the ADC, we be the number one contender.
When it comes to the street, we still post on the block.
40 kill, I'm alive, my middle finger up to the cops on the way to the studio. The government make another high track. They be loving the way that we spit it when we try. They come and deal off to the vote to the definition. Never sold to my opposition. It's my cousin, the Roger. I spit like a Simon and anybody came away. I'm a folder, make me and my gillas gorillas winning. Cause we the coward boys. Be trying to battle cause they want a position. But they ain't never get in it because we're better and bigger. And like I told you, we the number one competitors. Gillas working their way up to the top and able to they get the million. In the heart of the century, the deal off in dilemma. Chemistry, you can never cross with them. Ignorant out of the EV. I submit the empirical like Igor Trey. Even like other my uncle is lost. You can try to read us. You can try to beat us. Try to get your speed up. But it ain't gon' matter. Cause that's the way you've been in Russell. Ain't gon' be no math. So we taking over the map. We're taking into the math.
Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane. Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game, we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane.
When I'm up in the zone, like it's a representing the city. Decay, how nigga brain, cause I'm a disaster. Deliver your ridiculous if I'm coming down to leave them in the predicament cause I'm a style master. And I'm not impressionable now, just so you know, I'll make them sweat cause I'm best with the flow. Whenever you wanna flex, you can go. Keep stressing your code, and I better leave your neck on the flow. Me and West finna blow like, cause the energy is a bomb. I can tell that you're fascinated by the way that we rhyme, and we glow like when the flow strikes with the fire.
It ain't nothing to say though.
Cause I'm sipping no Hindi and busting like a semi, your enemies now. Irritated with the haters that be coming around, so I'm kicking like a relevant, but the arrogance down. Meaning that I'm really sure so. I'm too sick for a cure so. And for a doctor, I'm over wordplay, be making your nerves shake cause the culture. Hands down when I pop you now. Let's take a trip to the valley, get real gill. Strange individual with a militant ill skill. Pop a collar and holler at the bars with real screw. Get down, but the cost could be false, a big wheel. Let me act like you get tough with it. When the top will come up, a truck spitting off of the strange gill. Killers gonna be devoted to leaving your body smoking. But really, you can't get up with it.
And that's the game's problem.
Cause whatever I'm busting is like a full heart stop. But the limit second need a calico with these low. Ripping them up with the flow, cause we need what's chop, chop.
Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game we untamed. Whether it's fame or we can aim, release your brains, it ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain, and it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen, man, stay in your lane. Bang or we can bang, it ain't no game we untamed. Whether it's
fame or we can aim. Release your brains, that ain't no thing. You're insane, we living in pain. And it's a shame that you came and got trained to listen mainstay in your lane.
Baby, you better act right, get right, cause I'm the baddest nigga hooking up with the fastest badass. And you hit you with the lyrical miracle web. Incredible, about to knock the head off of several. Diggy, diggy down, watch your picky down. And take us a clown, I'm house is bound for your town. Diggy, diggy, diggy. And if you're looking for the sound, you can be found by the nigga wearing the crown. Are you really with me? And when you hear it, nigga, then zip it. D-zip it, make you wanna reposition your pivot. We'll be writing and spitting, we making somebody get it. And if they won't hear it and get live it, forget it, forget it.
Stop.
I rockin' keep babbling on, I'm rattling off at the mouth while we traveling. Don't be thinking that I'll be speaking about the things that I'll be doing. Couples coming to pop my mouth, it's all I'm about to ruin you and you and you. And I can stop for the drop of the caribou. And if it's on the pop, and it's doing you and you. And I won't hesitate to chop you into a you. What it do with you? And if you're looking for the better and the veterans who can bust, you got the Cali gun for fun. And if it don't be busting back at you when you attack, I'm on the track, I hope they're putting down the gun.
You remember the chopper. You know the chopper, that technique is the chopper.
Calico will knock your block off, you never see it coming, hit you when we gun and you run and we walk off. Cause it's more than break that we want. And we coming head hunting, but we won't stop till we get to the top. You in the way that we meet with chop, yeah, chop, yeah.
Strange music, bitch. 7 years of excellence. T.O.G. and N9NE. Real numbers, bitch. Now from us to you. Tech Nine Collabos. Welcome to Misery Loves Company. And for all the haters, fucking peasant, super, motherfucker. Figure it out.
And we are back. Up next, Blaze and Skateboarders.
I try to feel the sunshine within and in the rain. You try to hold me down with all your restraint.
No illusion, no subliminal, no hypnosis to your brain. I'm untrained. Surely shouldn't try this at home at all. I'm a freelance professional, and this is on my fault. I taste the whole bit. I drink and talk a little shit and see who got the balls to pull a strap and really use it. That's where the fun comes in. Cause after they pop me, they gotta hide my body. So no one suspicious about to stop me. It's interesting to see the means and attack is okay to make so that my death is tucked away. Nice.
I must have screamed just the side of my head. Cause they still think that I'm dead. They using the shovel to scrape away clumps of the red from out the chipper. To pry my legs out so they can chop me up manually, bag me up and throw me out. No sweat, give me a week and a roll of some duct tape and a shovel to dig the rest of my body up and I'm straight.
Horrorcore, the blood is part of the gold. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I offend you?
And they wanted to know if I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream fans.
Yeah.
And I said, I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 Juggalos is priceless.
I got love for my homies, members of the Lord. United we stand, squashing all deadly forces. Been to hell, could have spent eternity there. All the bad shit I done, I should still be there. Juggalos, can you feel me? Worldwide, with a hatchet straight out the Lotus Pod. Always got your back till the end, screaming Juggalo. Dark Lotus, psychopathic, that's the way it goes.
So many people in the matrix, I alone, hey. Not me, my soul belongs to Juggalos, they keep me going when I'm down and out. I pick the phone up, drop them a line, and hear them shout, saying Twisted is the shit, and I'm down with the clown. Dark Lotus for life, until I'm dead in the crown. I give a death to all my homies and killers who get it started. All my Juggalos always represent for the departed.
Yeah.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
Six individual pedals, four for one stem. They tryna ride the wave and they'll follow any trend. Cause we extend from the dirt, filth, grit, and grind. Make a bind, Juggalo minds, the crush makes them shine. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. Let the wagons of the dark carnival show you different worlds. Any hoes front a Juggalo, sort of hatchet, tell them come suck on your dick. Recycle passage.
All my life I've been living it all alone. I'm like a king with no people and no crown or a throne. And what I'm speaking on is what I'm feeling like. Do you know what it's like to feel the warmth of the sunlight? I really like to know, cause I've been chilling in the dark for so many years that I question love in my heart. I hate everyone and I hate everything except for all the Juggalos and all the love that they bring.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
I'm gonna make myself clear. It's the L family, Juggalos, right? Yeah. You could take away my mic, you could take away this life, but the love that we got, it ain't never gonna stop. We eternal, past this earthly bullshit. Dogs on another level, can you feel this? It's Twisted, Blaze, and ICP. And if you fucking with my dog, for you, D.I.E.
If it wasn't for Shaggy, my shirt would still be baggy. I wouldn't be fat, I'd still be hungry and crabby. We used to buy our own records at the store, so they would think it was a hot seller and order more. But we built a team, killers with the same dream. We couldn't reach the top, we stayed B-level like Charlie Sheen. Finally realized we'll always have the Juggalos. I'll never give another second to the mother hoe.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo.
I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream fans.
Yeah,
and I said, I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 Juggalos is priceless to me.
Mm-hmm. Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo.
Come over, man. those who let go spend their lives wishing and missing. I couldn't listen in school, I felt I had a different calling. But all anybody did was roll their eyes and start yawning. But this is real life, and only you is living through your lives. There are dreamers, those who want it, and us who won't be denied. It's a struggle every day, success is far from fucking free. Unless you pluck it from a tree, which ain't ICP, Shaggy Tudo, and Vitamin J.
Refuse to lose,
live in proof, do what you got, and you can do what you choose.
Now I just sit back on this track like a little bitch and reminisce, but instead I kick a little history all about the hatchet. By this time in the game, most motherfuckers, they done fell apart. In these years, we still shining, and we just now getting our start. In the city, posse jumped on the scene, and we was mad crewed up. In the end, when shit got rough and tough, it was just the two of us. While you was up in the club, getting the grind and your sip on, we was in the parking lot, hitting up cars, getting our flyers on. Did my first show when I was 16, and still full of my schemes. Jay holding out a drive-through window of Burger King to support our dreams. Seemed like yesterday, the world wasn't ready for Duke Clown 3. But we kept grinding, now who on whose stick, little bitch shit.
We kept hustling, we kept grinding, 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 we kept hustling, we kept grinding.
I woke up in the morning with my head on backwards. Went from street living to an underground master. Went from selling baggies and alleys to selling bangers. From here to Cali and running with this psychopathic family. I started out with crazies, hooked up with Bon and Jay. The rest is still being written like a biography. Don't think you know my story, cause there's too much to tell. Just know that I've been on the grind and I've been doing well. Since the days of making tapes in the basement, we came a long way. I like to see you do the same shit. Monoxide and I'm twisted with a Z. Carnival representing till I D.I.E.
We met ICP way back, touring once or twice. They was real cool, felt like we know them all our lives. They said, you ever wanna side with them? We was like, hell yeah, we down to grind with friends. They put us up, this is way before the family era. When we taught for 3 years with a t-shirt, getting mixed response from the bleachers and showgoers. Now prepared for rock blowers and flamethrowers, we stay focused. In 98 we dropped our first LP, Psychopathic Presents Twisted Most Tasteless.
We kept grinding, we kept hustling, we kept grinding, we kept hustling, we kept grinding.
know I'm only 24 up in this zone, but check it, yo, I was smoking before. Some of y'all even was starting to grow, some of y'all don't even know. So many shows by 18, and by my 21st I was on the national scene. See, be given the opportunity to speak my words, and yo, be keeping it wicked and run with the hatchet for show. So slow your roll. My name is Bones and it's the OT. We murdering fucks till the sun come up. That's why they call us A&B.
Hey homie, I hope you listen to my rapping, cause rapping is all I have. It's all that ever fucking matters. Your heart can get shattered, your pockets can get fattered. Just grind like me and mine and you'll shine like my family. In the beginning my mission was to make it to the hatchet, then I did it and started laughing. I grinded and look what happened. My mind is not on this planet, cause y'all thought that we vanished, but God's hand got my back and the game still get me fucking mad. I start popping off at the mouth when something bothers me. You motherfuckers better give it up for ROC. You motherfuckers give it up for A&B. DJ Clay Mixtape, getting paid and making haters bleed.
We kept hustling, we kept grinding. We kept hustling, we kept grinding. We kept hustling, we kept grinding. We kept hustling, we kept grinding.
All the blood and the tears, I spent most of my years, and all of my time been up on the grind to conquer most of my fears. The being known and what it make it was the worth the sacrifice. Skipping meals and skipping bills, I hope that it was worth the price of the love of my kids. And would they hate me in the end? For all the time I didn't spend, I knew I'd have to make amends. So I kept the mic in hand, the other gripping to the Glock, and kept one eye up on the prize, the other fixed up on the clock. It was a hustle in my heart that let me know I wouldn't fail. I would end up on the stage or I would end up in a cell. And then one Monday afternoon I got that call from psychopathic, put the pistol in the drawer, and now I'm running.
Changed.
How is it that you see that? I deactivated it.
It still comes up under my inbox.
Did they change the way I want it to yet? Or is it still my full name?
Looks like it's still your full name.
Fucking bastards.
I'm not even gonna try to pronounce that fucking last name.
I don't know why the fuck they keep giving me shit, man.
I don't know.
Like,
but,
why the fuck can they not just let me have the first name? Fine, that's wonderful. But just give me the initial or the last name. You know what the fuck it stands for, bitch. What the fuck?
But the challenge has lost one of its stars.
Yes, DM has died.
Yes.
Which is very odd.
Yeah, it is. Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it until earlier.
I didn't know anything about it until I logged on to Facebook. And it was trending.
It was trending. Wow. I sure hope when I die it's trending on Facebook.
Yeah, same here.
Said no one ever.
I can see it now. Ghetto G, the Wicked Stunner. Dead.
Will you stop adding that last part, man? Just call me Ghetto G, goddammit. You put that shit in everything. Jeez, well, just shorten it the fuck down. Just one thing.
Fine. Ghetto G, dead after going on an assault of killing Facebook. Shot by police.
Man, it gotta be, I don't know, it'll be something more crazier than that. Because I don't know what would happen if I ever came face to face with all these fucking people on Facebook, man.
They'd all be dead.
I am not held responsible for what happens next.
Exactly.
Or I could just be like in a Lollipop Chainsaw and just run them all over with that giant-ass tractor thing.
That could probably work.
Just drive around and just chop them all.
That could definitely work. Yeah, is that what the fact I'd get? Is that about the fact I get a hell of a lot more from my fucking movies and CDs at FYE than I would at fucking Declutter?
I'd believe it. How much they want to give you?
Well, all together, right now, I've got 17 items in my fucking cart here to be sold. Like, all together, they want to give me $31.15 for 17 items.
And how much does Declutter want to give you?
Man, not that much. Like 50 cents for each.
Well, what was the grand total?
I don't know. I exited out because I can't carry more. Yeah, because I got to sell.
FYE allows you to sell shit online.
Yeah, man. They have this thing. If you go to FYE.com, it says sell to us. And you can sell your CDs to them. And movies.
Well,
and games.
Well, I really don't need to do that since FYE is like 5 minutes from my house. But I didn't know they did that, though.
Yeah, man. Fucking, although you don't get that much for fucking Blaze Dead Homie Gang Rags Reborn.
What the hell? What? That just came out, and why the fuck are you trying to sell it?
Man, I was curious to see how much I'd get for it, but they only give you $3.75.
Yeah, that was like whenever I finally bought that, Rain from the Sun CD from Native Funk. I bought that for, what, like $15, and then I put it on there. It was 50 cents. I was like, what?
Man, fucking WWE Originals is only worth 10 cents up on FYE. Same with fucking Project Dead Man.
Damn, Project Dead Man, huh?
Fucking Hatchet History is worth 10 cents up on there.
God damn.
Yeah,
that's why if you ever buy something, man, you should never buy in full price. No matter what the fuck it is. Because in the end, man, look, 10 cents.
Shit, man. Fucking Boondocks Abaddon's only worth a dollar up on there.
That's like whenever GameStop used to sell movies and CDs and shit. They were selling Hell's Pit for like a dollar in there.
Man, like the entire fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles collection, the fucking three discs that I have, they only want to give me $3 for that shit. Let's see, fucking Body Count, Manslaughter, $3. Rob Zombie, $1. Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 1, $1. Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 2, $3.25. Percy Jackson, The Lightning Thief, $1. Mass Effect Trilogy, PlayStation 3, $9.
That's worth absolutely nothing. How about that?
You know, I typed in wrong turn. The fuck? I typed in wrong turn 4, and they gave me, like, motherfuckers. But, Puppet Master collection I have, $1.75.
So just be glad all the games that you bought for PlayStation 3 were pre-owned and shit, and they weren't that expensive.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, fucking Wrong Turn 4. Bloody Beginnings is only, like, they only gave me a fucking dollar for that shit.
Yeah, you're not going to get very much for DVDs.
Yeah, no.
Poor Henny. Hate these motherfuckers and their trade-in values.
Yeah, right? The Howling Reborn, a dollar. The collection.
Men are selling the collection for like $8 on Blu-ray, so I don't know. $1.
Man, they don't even give me that result, period, because they type in the collection. And all it comes up is Hentai, Prince and the Stony Cat, complete collection. Weird Al Yankovic, 80s teens drama. Like, the fuck no? I want, you know, the actual movie, a collection. Like, the fuck? I really don't feel like getting up and going to fucking grab the fucking disc and, you know, typing in the fucking UPC.
So did you watch Z Nation?
Man, I completely forgot because I got home, watched a little bit of SmackDown, thought it was absolutely horrible. So, since I popped in the movie, I rented from Redbox.
And what was that?
X-Men: Days of Future Past.
That you've already seen.
I didn't see it all because of that fucking snake kept fucking up on me.
But there was a part on there where they were hiding from a zombie, and Murphy farted. And then Doc was like, if I get killed because you farted, I'm taking you with me.
Damn.
Sounds like something we'd say to you.
Hell yeah. That's definitely something you'd say to me. Because I'm pretty sure my fart.
Like, dude really was hiding. He just went...
I'll watch that tomorrow.
Yeah, they actually started the episode this week.
Unlike last week.
And last week. Over and over and over. Same reel.
Yeah, right. Like, who wants to keep watching that shit over and over and over?
And they weren't in this episode. They got that horrible episode, and then they didn't get to be in the next one.
An Abomination Madrox version is only worth 75 cents.
Jeez.
Let's see here. 313, 9-8, 1.
That was also funny for the fact that the dude's like, don't hug the zombies. And the dog's like, all right, no hugging them. Gotcha.
The clutching's only worth a dollar.
And then he killed a zombie, and he fell to the ground. He's like, no hugging. Shit, I'd say, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, I got to fucking...
These sarcastic people, what are you?
Yeah, I definitely got to fucking watch that shit. Like I said, I watch
this
it tomorrow.
This week, you get to deal with radioactive zombies.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why are they radioactive?
Watch the episode and find out.
Man, see that, man? I get more money back for these fucking Blu-rays than I do the actual fucking DVDs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Wolverine Blu-ray / DVD / digital, $3. Fucking Hatchet 3, $3.
So what exactly are you trying to get money for?
Man, I was just curious to see if they had something where you could sell them online, and I found you could. But the good thing though is too with them is you can put in like multiple UPC codes at once.
Yeah, the other site allows you to put a whole bunch in there too, but then it fucking freezes or something, and then you have to start over again.
Yeah, so it's like the fuck, really? Hellboy 2 would only get a dollar.
That movie isn't even worth a dollar.
Man, I bought this shit for $5 at Five and Below. There we go. Well, again, so for 18 items, I'd get $42 back.
And the only thing I ever bought from Five Below was a CD booklet.
Why did you buy a CD booklet?
Because it was $5 or shit.
What the fuck was a booklet for?
To hold CDs.
Oh, I thought you meant like an actual booklet.
I said a CD booklet. What the fuck do you think a CD booklet is?
Man, those usually those things that they put into the CDs.
Really? The inserts? Yeah, that's what I bought at Five Below.
I thought you meant, man. I thought you meant a fucking insert.
No, not those CD booklets. Actual CD cases, CD booklets, whatever the fuck you want to call them. Holders.
I think about the remove Mass Effect trilogy off of here. I still get a decent amount of money. $32 for 16 items.
Man, I traded in like 11 CDs, and I got $15 one time.
Damn. At least I know. And the best thing is when you close out the FYE page, like they keep the items that you put up on there in your cart.
Ooh, just like any other site.
Yeah, so did you see the naked bitch?
The naked bitch?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, saw that the other day.
Yeah, fake ass titties. Definitely has a fake ass.
Well, obviously, you never found out the information about that shit where it was actually real. So.
Wait. Her ass and tits are both real?
Well, her ass is real.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I found out about this shit was because of the fact people were hating on fucking Alyssa Milano. For feeding her daughter.
Well,
breastfeeding.
Yeah, People don't like to see breastfeeding.
People yeah, no.
People like to see ass.
What's funny is like the way things are put up in this shit too. Is like, let's see. Over the past few days, internet has been blowing up with celebrity reaction to Kim Kardashian's nude photos in the winter 2014 issue of Paper Magazine, as previously documented. Stop moving up, you motherfuckers.
And all it is now is now she did that. Now everybody makes fun of her. Is that the
yeah, really.
Point of this?
Like it's like here fucking Michelle Bedle has referred to the reality star as a greasy giant poo maker. Chelsea Handler has challenged Kim to a battle of the buttocks.
Yeah, man, you see that picture she took too? She went in her bathroom and just pulled her pants down and took a picture.
but Alyssa Milano has a different take on the naked situation. Wait, I don't get it, Milano tweeted. In reference to the paper pictorial, no disrespect to Kim, but people are offended by my breastfeeding selfies and are fine with her amazing booty cover. Over the past week, the actress has posted a pair of breastfeeding pictures giving fans a look at her providing her young daughter nutrients. And as sadly expected, she's received a lot of backlash from critics who think these photos are totally inappropriate to share online. Never mind the fact that Kim Kardashian just showed the world her unshaven vagina. I don't know, it looks
yeah.
pretty shaven to me.
Yeah, man, she fucking had a kid and now she's not as skinny as she once was. So now she got the pouch there.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell, man. I'm gonna get naked and take some pictures. what the fuck?
Okay, Vado. Like, who the fuck just decided to do that shit? Because that dumb bitch.
Like, what the hell, man? Kanye's gonna beat her ass.
Hell yeah.
Fuck you doing, bitch?
I don't even think they know what the fuck she's doing. Like,
although
ew,
that was
look
also,
at my ass.
That was also another joke right there. Somebody took a picture of Kanye and said, here's the picture of Kim Kardashian's ass everybody's talking about.
Yeah, man. I don't know though. Fucking Chelsea Handler's ass is nothing compared to fucking Kim Kardashian. So.
And Chelsea lately ain't even hot, man. And neither is that picture.
Hell nah. So like, what the fuck?
But I do find it funny that she did that, though, but she's just not hot.
Yeah, no.
Well, shit, Kim Kardashian ain't even that hot.
No, she's not. It's just, don't even know what to say about that shit sometimes. Welcome.
Well, I guess that finally got people to shut up about Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, right. Kissing that fucking who the fuck she kissed.
All her no ass having self.
Yeah, that too.
And then her sticking microphones in her fucking pussy and sucking off blow up dolls on stage and shit.
And queefing into the microphone.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian posts a nude photo and blows that all out the water.
So exactly who the fuck is Brandon Everman person? And why do we care? Fucking Angel posted 22 hours ago. Welcome back to the JFC page. In time for the Y2K. Brandon Everman, he back to JFC. Like, who is he and why do we care? Stop making people fucking. Damn it, Angel, stop making people admins. Make me and Ghetto G an admin, so that way we can start taking over.
So who the hell is Will Long?
That's Malachi.
Oh, well, he didn't like your status about the mixtape because he untagged himself.
Oh, what the fuck?
Clearly he doesn't care anymore. So stop tagging him.
Actually, no, he didn't untag himself. He deactivated his page.
Oh, all I saw was his name wasn't highlighted anymore.
Yeah, no, he's just, he just deactivated his page. Either way.
Yeah, because he got like a million more.
That's fine. I mean, you know, we're already using the track by him anyways. With or without permission.
Jeez.
I mean, you know, we used that track by him fucking flush in my mouth or whatever. And, you know, he didn't know about it until I, you know, sent him the mixtape.
Well, that's always nice to know.
But you know what? I figured he wouldn't. Yeah, I figured he really wouldn't mind anyways because of the fact, you know, he's got so many JR fucking mixtapes as it is.
Well, I'm just saying, man. One day you're gonna put somebody's mixtape on there and be like, "The fuck is this?"
But so I'm guessing Looney Lilith is gonna fucking do a track for the mixtape.
Yeah, as she promotes another one.
Well, that's fine because we're gonna end up taking a track from that mixtape and throwing it up on there. Up onto ours.
That's it. Let's use the same songs.
I mean, she already got permission for that. Figure we
so
go
where
with
the bald-headed bastard at?
I don't know.
The fuck is he doing?
Don't know. But, you know, he's only got 5 minutes to call in anyways.
But still, man, he hasn't been here for days.
Yeah, I noticed. Apparently, I'm guessing the internet's still making him emo.
Damn it. Get off of the internet. It's not even like you're looking at pornography or anything. Get the fuck off of the internet.
Yeah, only stay on the internet if you're looking at fucking porn.
Well, it would make sense why he's on there so long. And all
well,
the
yeah.
Time.
Yeah, so I like the fact that Tiny Toon fucking responded to me earlier.
Oh, yeah? What'd she have to say?
Well, you know, I said, "Hi, my canary." She's like, "Hello there," with a smiley face.
Yeah, man, she didn't really say much after all that long-ass conversation on that status. Like, man, what the fuck? She was just like, "Oh, yeah, really? That's all you have to say?"
Apparently. Oh, well. I mean, you know, at least she responded to the whole fact me of Connor from Canary.
Next, you could tell her you're going to turn humans into fries.
Man, if I turn humans into fries, I'll probably end up eating them.
Yeah, I didn't realize Tiny was a cannibal until that song.
Yeah, she's a cannibal. Man, I don't know. It seems like whenever people fucking end up getting with people, They just stopped showing up to JR in general.
Who was with who?
Like fucking Leanne, new boyfriend and shit.
Is that the sissy boy that cuts himself? No, he does her friend. Oh. Or something.
And the other part says he cuts himself too.
But here's somebody that just got pregnant, if you didn't know. That Victoria, not Franklin, the other one, is always screaming at her statuses and shit.
who the fuck knocked that thing up?
That's what I'm saying. Who the fuck is the daddy? No, that's a serious question, though, man, because she was with a bunch of dudes, man.
Who the fuck locked that up?
But I saw a random picture on Instagram with that, and I was like, holy fuck, who the fuck knocked you up?
That is seriously.
So, that's going to be a real fucking trip.
Oh, but that's just, wow, no.
You thought she was bad before?
She's getting even worse now.
Oh, man. She's always screaming about how people should watch their kids at the store and shit, and now she's going to have a kid. Oh, man. Oh, okay. I just can't picture it. It's just,
I really can't either. She'd probably end up dropping the kid on its head and killing it. And stop screaming!
I guess if I ever decide to talk to her again, I could ask who the dad is.
Man, whoever the fuck she's with right now, apparently.
Yeah, whoever the fuck that is.
It's funny how on her status from November 12th, they were all just talking about how their boobs got big. Like, no fuck.
Wait, her boobs got big? Man, how fucking long has she been pregnant for?
Well, right now, apparently, she's at her tits are at a fucking D cup.
Man, she had pretty big titties to begin with.
Yeah, they're going to be even bigger now. Like her fucking friend, Kat Brown. Went from being a triple D to a fucking F.
I see.
Man, imagine being knocked. Imagine having those things hit you in the fucking face. I actually wouldn't mind it.
Who didn't see that coming?
But yeah, man, Lady Letts no longer exists.
Well, Lady Letts? The hell is that?
Yeah, fucking Hysteria's a little bullshit page.
Oh.
The last time this only was post was up in September 25th, 2013. Yeah, apparently I was still liking the page, but I unliked it today.
How do you like it if it's not there?
Well, apparently I had it liked. I mean, it still is. It's, you know, nobody runs it anymore. Man, if I knew the password, I'd fucking hack into that shit.
Yeah.
Or,
that's what I did to the J-Hoff YouTube page once.
It's like, it's just funny how people just, you know, like, it's funny how, like, when me and her break up, and the last thing she posted up was for 2013.
You made her disappear.
Yes, I did. I feel proud of myself.
You ain't gonna feel proud of yourself if you find out she's not around anymore because she killed herself.
Oh, that's one less Wookiee in the world.
Really? That wasn't supposed to be funny. Who the hell just honked their loud ass horn?
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck, man? Came out of nowhere.
But,
what the hell?
It's funny how that the horn came up after I said that's one less Wookiee in the world.
Damn, what the fuck? Loud as hell and shit.
Oh, bud. How about the fact I got my Pokemon DVD?
Did you catch them all?
What's in one of those fucking bootleg fucking jewel cases? Like, it's not even in the actual DVD case.
Is it the actual DVD?
It's the actual DVD. Just not in the actual DVD case.
Did they say it was brand new?
No. Let's see what the fuck that word is. I ordered it. Gotta get some more Pokemon.
You forgot my case.
Asshole. Yep, you did.
What the hell is it labeled as? Is there a picture on what it looks like? Anything?
Apparently, the only one, it was the last one they had. They bought it. But,
do you even read things before you buy things?
Yeah, usually.
Except this.
Maybe this thing will be the same. Maybe this thing will be the same thing.
He's like, holy Pikachu, and he squirtled all over the place.
Really?
And then it shows up, and then he doesn't even have the case.
At least I have the disc. All I gotta do is just buy the fucking CD itself somewhere. Yeah. All right, here we go. Disc only in a replacement case. We upgrade to first class mail for free.
See? Right there.
Well, if I knew that, I didn't read that part.
Wow. Wow. That's why you check that, you check the feedback and all that bullshit before you purchase something, especially when it's used.
Yeah, I notice now. Let me see here, Pokemon.
I was going to tell you to return it, but, you know, clearly he stated it right there before you bought it.
Let's see, Pokemon Advance.
Now you have to buy it again.
Nah, fuck that. I can probably find just the case.
Yeah, idiots on eBay like to sell stupid shit on there, like booklets to video games for some reason.
Well, at least the other ones would be here. Would be actually good then. It actually comes with the case itself.
I don't understand why people sell just the CD of movies and games and shit.
I don't know. Maybe I can find the case up on eBay.
Or how does GameStop take those? Because they always sell just like discs. If you were to just go in there with a game, they'd be like, no.
Actually, no. If you were to go in with just a game and no disc, they'll actually buy that back too.
No. Do you realize what you just said? Go in there with the game and no disc.
Well, okay, yeah. But if you go in there with just the disc and no case, they'll still take the disc back.
And how much traded is that?
And it would actually be still the same price as you would get, you know, with the case. But,
stupid.
Yeah, pretty much. Pokemon Advanced Volume 2 Case. Damn it, I don't want the fucking VHS. I want it on DVD.
May as well get that VHS.
I might as well,
Hook up that VCR.
Man, that shit's down in my basement at the moment. Damn it, I don't want the fucking Indigo League. Fuck you and your Indigo League. I don't want to spend $200 on a fucking box set. Fuck your box set.
Jeez. So angry.
I just want the fucking case. Really? Fucking $39. Well, $40 for the fucking DVD itself.
Well, you have that.
Yeah, I just need the case. Maybe like Pokemon Advanced Volume 2 DVD case. Maybe I just type it in a fucking. No, I want the fucking box that. Maybe once I get my fucking income tax, maybe I'll buy the box set.
Or you could buy something worthwhile.
I'm probably good. I don't want this disc, motherfucker.
Yeah, I already have that, motherfucker.
Yeah, I just want the case. Fuck it. You know what? I'm going to do this in a getaway then.
You already are.
Image. I'm just going to take the fucking image. Well, once I get on my mask here, print that shit out. And I'll put it in one of my fucking cases I have. Yeah,
that truly is the getaway.
Yeah, see? So it works out for me.
Like how I got this burnt CD off of somebody back in high school and shit, and then they printed out like the cover on a computer and shit. Like, wow.
Yeah, so it works out for me. I mean, if I got to print out the cover and just put it in a fucking in there, hey, I'll do it.
That's what poor rappers do.
Except I'm not a rapper. I'm just doing it because I need a case with the cover.
Exactly, but I'm just saying, poor rappers do shit like that so they can get a CD out there.
Yeah, that's what we do, too.
And what we do. We don't put out physical copies of mixtapes.
We could.
Oh, yeah? And how would that work?
Well, not sell them. Just, put them up, just, copying them onto the, fucking blank disc. With the case. No, I don't do the ghetto fucking printout of the cover.
Again with the ghetto printout cover.
Yeah. And whenever we go to shows and shit like that, even the gathering, if we ever go, just hand that shit out.
Yeah, that's what I should be doing with my own music, but I don't. Mainly because my promotion skills suck.
What the fuck is this? Tuvia.com. Without thinking that Cloyster looks like a haunted vagina, then you clearly were not a deranged little pervert like me, or stop playing Pokemon. What the fuck?
I don't know what you're looking for.
That's definitely not what I'm looking for. But, it's just funny how, person actually has a picture of fucking focus up thing. Weeping Bell. And it says, Nature's Fleshlight.
Wow.
Damn it. Oh, I don't want to become a fucking member. Get me the hell off this damn fucking thing. I don't want to be a member. I don't want a fucking 1,000 points for signing up to some bullshit.
What?
I don't want to sign up. Why the fuck you make me, why the fuck are you trying to force me to sign up for a site I don't want to sign up for? I don't give a fuck about this. There we go. Give me this. I don't give a fuck about signing up for this Tuvia thing. Tuvia thingamajigger. At all.
What the hell are you doing?
Man, I was clicking on that damn thing so I could check out that fucking Weeping Bell thing, but then it's forced me to fucking sign up for the page. I don't want to sign up.
You can't do this unless you sign up.
No, fuck that. Oh, yeah, I should probably set my fucking alarm for 6:59 in the morning. Or 6:30. I forgot I gotta be at work early in the morning.
Yay, work in the morning.
But I'm off on, the fuck is it? Sunday. So it works out.
For what? What does it work out for?
It works out for me because I ain't gonna work Sunday. I can sleep the fuck in. We can do a full show tomorrow night.
Yeah, full out show where Angel isn't going to show up because it's Saturday.
Yeah, true.
Well, looks like we got to replace him.
Yep. We'll get to work on that tomorrow. But for right now, I'm going to go pass out. We'll be back tomorrow night.
All right, bye.